Hey Tyler, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on making the start on Monday Night Football?
Obviously, it's exciting and getting a chance to get your first start, and obviously it being Monday Night Football obviously makes it that much more exciting. Everybody's watching, friends and family and all that stuff. But it's at the same time, it's my job, and the guys on the team are expecting me to, execute and go out and do my job and have nothing change from, when Matt's gone down and me stepping in. So it's, kind of bittersweet at the same time, with all the stuff that's been happening. But it's still my job, and the guys on the team are expecting me to do my job.
How nervous do you expect to be?
I don't know. I mean, right now I'm so loaded up with trying to get the game plan down and making sure we're doing everything on our end of on our end to make sure we're ready and prepared. So I think probably when you get to the field on Monday night and you realize it's game time, I guess maybe that's when the nerves will start to happen. But I'm just really trying to focus on just getting everything done on our end.
You've been a lot of places, and mostly under the radar. How long have you waited for this chance? How long does it feel like, I guess?
Well, what is it? My fifth year, so 5 years, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's been a long time coming. But I guess when you're really you're entrenched in it, you really don't think about how long it is. You set a goal, and my goal is to be a starter in the NFL, and I'm getting my opportunity right now. So, when you set a goal, I guess the way I was raised is you don't really worry about, don't focus on the process, or the end. You don't focus on the end result. Just focus on the process and trying to get better every day. And that's really the only thing I've tried to focus on. And I'm not saying it's been easy, because it hasn't, but it's, if it's something that that you want to do and you want it bad enough, then you're going to do anything you can to stick around.
The guy you're replacing took over for someone who was injured and basically earned a huge contract. The guy you're facing on Monday night was really the same type of story 10 years ago. I mean, do you think about the position you're in and what this could actually do for your career?
That's nice for you guys to talk about and all that stuff, but that story, you can't write the story before it's written, and it's obviously comparisons and all that other stuff, but that's not going to win the game, because it's aligning this way or it's not aligning this way or it's not right now my job is to go out and to give our team a chance to win, and I don't have enough time to think about all that stuff. And if you're thinking about playing for a contract or playing because you're facing a guy that's that it happened, or the guy that you're replacing, this happened to him and it's going to happen to me, then you're really taking your focus off of what's really important, and that's the game plan and the task at hand is to try to beat the Patriots. And it's a heck of a task for us, and everybody on the team that night is going to need to be locked in and focused on one goal, and that's winning the football game, because these guys that we're facing on Monday night, they're no slouch. They're a great football team, and they're the reason why they're the New England Patriots, and are because they've done it over a long period of time.
What did you see from the Patriots defensively, particularly against the Jets? They had a bunch of guys out injury-wise, and they still were able to be pretty effective against the Jets.
That just goes to show you how good Coach Belichick is. He's a defensive genius, and he has a lot of guys out, and they do a great job of trying to take away your strengths, and they try to get you to make mistakes and get you behind the chains and put you in long yarded situations and try to make you make mistakes. So I think Coach Belichick is, he's proven that he's a defensive genius, and I wouldn't expect anything less you know, I'm sure he's not feeling sorry for himself because he's got, you know, some guys out. You know, he's got a, you know, he's got a untested quarterback, and I'm sure he's not going to take it easy on me.
You know, there's very little film on you out there compared to, I don't know, almost all the other starters in the league. Can that be a little bit of an advantage, possibly?
I don't know. I don't think there's, you know, I don't know how to answer that question. I don't. I'm not a coach, so I don't know how they face it, you know, or how they look at it.
You were cut by the California Redwoods. I mean, I would have to imagine that might have been. I'll ask: was that the lowest point of your professional career?
I don't know. I really, it was just something that happened, and you kind of keep plugging along. You know, things. You know, things don't always go the way you want them to go in your career, and you know, I don't think anybody's, you know, at least the way I was raised, you're not too good to be brought down to earth, or you know, to get fired, or you know, they played football there too, and you know, for whatever reason, the coaching staff chose to do that. So, you know, I don't really look at it as a low point in my career. It's a process, and you know, I'm not a big. Quote guy, but you know, it's this thing is a marathon and not a sprint, and sometimes you gotta scrape the bottom before you can reap some benefits. And you know, that was you know, getting cut anytime, getting fired is not, you know, not a positive experience, whether it's by them or you know, by an NFL team. It's not a positive experience. And
you were in the locker room and in the meeting rooms with Brian Waters last year. Did you talk to him at all, or did you have a lot of interaction with him?
You know, just a professional working relationship. You know, we talked and you know, would see each other there in the building. We never hung out or anything, but he's done a heck of a job over his career, and you know, he's a heck of a player.
You know, just kind of looking back, and I know you're liking this look down memory lane a little bit. When you were in college, Flacco transferred, I guess, because of you, and then he comes in and starts right away. You had to wait 5 years. I guess my question is, isn't life really weird sometimes?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you guys do a good job of putting those stories together, the feel-good stories or the make-you-feel-bad stories. I don't really look at it that way. I mean, it's football, and you know, it's not. There's no blueprint on anything. I mean, whether you want to be a teacher, a garbage man, whatever you want to do. I mean, there's no blueprint on getting, you know, where you want to go. There are obstacles. There's adversity you need, you know, to overcome, and it's just the way that life is. I mean, you know, anyone that's ever, you know, accomplished anything great has had to have overcome some obstacles. Whether it's, you know, at the highest level in the NFL or, you know, like I said, whether it's a, you know, being a garbage man, I don't know. I mean, I you would have to ask other people, but you know, everybody in life has to, you know, overcome their own adversity and their own personal struggles, and you know, you really can never knock anyone's, you know, anyone's struggle and how they've gotten there, you know, why they got to the situation they're in, and I can't explain it. It's just, I don't sit back and, you know, try to make sense of everything. You just you live your life a certain way, and you work hard, and you try to do you know, to do good for other people, and you know, whatever happens along that line, you control those certain things you can control, and everything else, you know, kind of works out either good or bad, and you got to deal with it on either end.
Do you think there is maybe a little bit of an advantage for you that Romeo Crennel and Bill Belichick are, you know, have very similar defensive philosophies? Do you think that helps that you get to practice against Romeo's defense?
I don't think there's really any advantage for me going into this thing. I got enough chips stacked against me, so I don't think there's only one way to run, you know, defense. When Bill was there, and you know, and when Bill and Romeo were on the staff, they have a different team and they've done different things. So you know, there's I don't think there's really any advantage to that. Hey guys, I don't mean to be a pain, but I gotta I have to get to meetings here. Can I do one more question?
Sure. You seem to have a really clear mind and a positive outlook on everything that has happened with you. I mean, where does all that come from? Where Where do you draw your inspiration?
I don't know. It's not all sunshines and rainbows. I'm not saying I never had a bad day, but, you know, as you get older and you go through things and you experience life, I think you just learn how to handle situations differently. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, I'll handle things differently in 5 years from now and look back on how I handled certain situations and, you know, learn from them. So it's everything's a work in progress. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a quote book, but you just try to take everything day by day. You know, you're not guaranteed anything today. You got to earn everything you get. And that's pretty much how I attack everything. You just with a tough mentality of, you know, going at it with as much as you can and getting up the next day and doing the same thing over again. So that's just the way I was raised, I guess, and the way that I try to look at it.
Thanks a lot, Tyler.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tyler.
All right, guys. Bye-bye. Thank you.